Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Better late than never. Sorry about that, folks. I had a little technical difficulty with my phone. I'm here now in the chat room. Okay. It's freezing. There's actually, as I glance out my window in the East River, a sheet of ice. It's like a ribbon all across Queens today. Yikes, that's cold. Sure is. Anyway, it's Friday. Nice and cold. Yesterday, my son's birthday. Happy birthday, Mike. Very nice outside if you're inside, I guess. Right? How about some warm Cuban music to get us going? Hey, Chuck Skull, this one's for you.
Ale, ale. La que llena copa de amor. Para vivir hay que luchar. Un corazón para ganar. Como KIM es un partido cruel. Tienes que pelear por una estrella. Contigo es como no. La copa del amor. Para sobrevivir y luchar por ella. Luchar por ella. Luchar por ella.
Negro pito, no.
Files, Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m., with Kat Vecchione, Chuck Skull. And you have the Sunday morning show at 11, I believe, Chuck. I don't know, post it there. Everybody, I get it right. George Benger's in the house. It's the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That's today, Friday, 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. George Benger, the Mom and Pop Shop. Go to Facebook and friend him and follow the thread. The Steve Mendoza Show, the Jukebox Dinah Show. Well, you never know what it's going to be. Anyway, Steve Mendoza, you're on so many weird times, Steve. Email me. I will make a call sheet and just glue it to my computer here so I can get everybody's times right. There's somebody to remember, Betty Jo Tucker. Betty Jo Tucker in the house. And Betty Jo Tucker is Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And next Tuesday, it's the Kevin Costner update on January 28th. Kevin Costner's impressive movie career is analyzed by noted film critic John P. McCarthy. Award-winning blogger Fausta Rodriguez-Wertz, that's a mouthful of consonants, and story lady Sharon Schaefer. Costner's won 2 Oscars and 2 Golden Globes and 1 Emmy and 3 People's Choice Awards, so this is worth saying. And how about that chance he took with the Hatfield and McCoys, that not making a movie, making it a TV movie, and it ended up being such a big hit. Betty Jo, Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m. Tuesday. Tuesday. I don't know why I go into Katharine Hepburn when Betty Jo's in the house. I just do. And Cyanide's in the house, so let's play Marco Polo. Okay, guys, here's for you some Nickel and May.
In the last 10 years, you have reacted to a great many important newspaper headlines. But of all the events in the headlines, there is one that seemed to affect you most.
I yes. See where they've called this little girl to the stand in the quiz scandal.
Oh, yeah, I saw the little girl.
Yeah.
Had a picture of her in the newspaper going
yes.
into court with her manager.
Terrible thing.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
I am just sick about it.
You
just
know what
sick.
I keep wondering?
Sick.
If they had to fix the little girl.
Yeah, fixed her.
To rig the quiz.
Yeah.
How did they put it to her? She's 9.
How do they, how do you put it to a child?
Yeah.
What do you say to a kid?
I
suppose they said, kid, you want to make some money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how I put it to my child.
Yeah.
You can't go into a lot of things. It's just
awful thing.
Oh, it's the worst thing that's ever. It says it's a lie.
Yeah.
I hate a lie.
I haven't been able to think about anything else.
No. I want to tell you something. This is the truth. If there was a war tomorrow, I couldn't think about it.
No. Listen, if there was a war tomorrow, you wouldn't see it in the papers.
Well, that's a fact. But it's something that leaves you with nothing. The ground is washed
out. Van Doren was my idol.
Oh. He was everything.
He was my idol.
He was my image.
Yes. And now I don't know what to think.
Yeah.
I mean, does he know anything, or is he just a very thin man with a high forehead?
There's no way to know now.
No.
Now you can't tell.
Well, thank heaven for the investigation.
Oh, yes. They're getting on.
Yes.
They're getting on.
When I feel worst, I say to myself, at least the government has taken a firm stand.
Oh, well, they can't fool around with this the way they did with integration.
No.
This is
a moral issue.
Yes. That it is a moral issue.
A moral issue.
And to me, that's always so much more interesting than a real issue.
Yeah.
You know, because you there's a fiber to it.
That's
right. You can feel
something
it.
Something to follow in the papers.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, I was stunned.
Mm.
Stunned, for instance, to find out that the people on Person to Person knew they were on television.
Oh. Oh, didn't you know that?
No. I was cool.
There you see, I knew that.
Remember how they used to, hello, Mr. Morrow. We were just looking at our new septic tank.
I knew. Because you know, how would they know? They had to know where to look for the camera.
But I didn't think.
Well, that's, you don't think. You see, you don't think. If you thought, but you don't.
Here's what I want to ask you.
Yes.
I want to know this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know it's terrible to have all this dishonesty, but I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the president on television?
Which one?
Well, any.
Oh, well, of course. I've seen them all. I've been on radio before that. Oh, yes, I keep up.
Now, let me ask you this. Who do you think writes their speeches?
Don't they?
Not always. Politicians don't always write their own speeches.
Oh, my dear, some of them do.
Some of them do, some of them don't.
How do you know which do and which don't?
That's my point.
Oh, I see.
That's my point.
I see your point, yeah.
Because. Now, if they have to announce that the dentist in the ads is an actor.
Yeah.
Won't they have to announce when a politician hasn't written his own speech?
Oh, well, now, don't be a fool. You're being a childish person.
Well, why? Why?
Well, because this is an investigation that extends to television, but you certainly can't enforce the same rules on politicians. I mean, they're the people who run our country. You know what I mean?
Well, yes and no. What's the difference?
What difference?
I mean, you admit that Van Doren is a fraud.
Oh my, well, because it's not the same thing. No, really, it's not.
Well.
Because it's the whole thing, it's a different, you want to know the difference?
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you exactly what the difference, here is the difference, here is the difference right here.
Yeah.
This is the difference. Because very simply, Van Doren went on television and claimed to know all the answers. Mm-hmm. And the government has never done that.
Don't you? They're terrific. I tried downloading more of their stuff, but it got stuck. Yeah, it's a short show today, kids, so you're off the hook for listening for 45 minutes. Hey, that's not bad, is it? Anyway, it's all good. It's all good. With Steve Mendoza and George Benton in the house, they are two funny guys. Steve, your shows, you're going show crazy. That's it. How many shows do you have now? I can't believe it. Chuck Skull, thank you for tuning in. Loved your show last week, Chuck Skull. Very funny. I play while I multitask. It's a good cleaning up my closet kind of thing. Anyway, thank you all. Always good when you're here in the house. Makes it a better day for me. And let's see. What should we have, you know? I don't know. Let's
Stone Brothers.
Oh, no, I'm looking for a new guy.
Not too long ago, and that reminded me of a time when we all spent together in the kitchen. Remember?
Oh, yes.
We were all in the kitchen, and we were baking a cake, the three of us. And I remember I was playing with a ball, and I dropped my ball. And then Grandma said, you know, one of you two should pick up that ball, because someone might fall and hurt themselves. And then I remember saying, Grandma, of the three of us, who do you think that someone might be? That's a nice memory. I think so.
And now for some another song by Afterbirth Monkey. And Steve Mendoza's show is 5:30 after the Mom and Pop Shop on Dreamstream Radio. Now here's some more Afterbirth Monkey. This is a new group I found. It's two people, but they're outrageous. Look them up online, Afterbirth Monkey. It's coming.
I have a great idea.
I think I know what you're thinking.
Let's
order
tacos.
Do you have your phone?
Way ahead of you, partner.
I don't wanna go to school. All I wanna do is eat tacos. Our boss is acting like a tool. Can't let's eat tacos.
Tacos for everyone! Ay, 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 ay
sex. All I want to do is eat tacos.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Sex first, then eat tacos.
Paying rent and all our bills, it really blows.
So if we never give them a dime, it means more money for tacos. Than heroin and meth.
Ay, 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 heroin and meth.
In Spanish.
Ay, 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 window, window. Ay, 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 tacos. Give me some coco, coco. Give me some tacos. Tacos, bueno, tacos.
Would come to my bedside and teach me karate. I was 17 years old.
I'm not fooled by your LASIK. They're not fooled by my LASIK. Nobody's fooled by our LASIK. It's true. We are nerds. Frack you.
Our attention to detail is absurd.
Shazam!
Excelsior.
I want to be famous. Tabloids will print what
Thank you.
Well, it's a short show, so I better get all those plugs in right away. Jukebox Diner is on Thursdays at 4 p.m. with Steve Mendoza. On Dreamstream Radio, the Big Band Brunch on Sunday at 11 a.m. Dreamstream Radio today after George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop, which is at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. It's the Jukebox Diner Lounge with guest Joe Klochik. Dreamstream Radio, the Mom and Pop Shop. Meanwhile, back at Blog Talk Radio, we have Betty Jo Tucker with Movie Attic Headquarters, gussing Kevin Costner. Ooh! Hey, what was it? He was the body in that movie, something, I forget. That, he was the body in that Coming of Age 80s movies, whatever. Yeah, that's right. Chuck Skull, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and I believe 11 a.m. on Sunday, Chuck Skull on Blog Talk Radio. Follow him and say remind, and then you'll know when his show's going to be on. The same thing with Betty Jo Tucker every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Cyanide, who's not on any radio, but he's listening to all of the radio shows, well, just Marco Polo him. What can I say? He's a fun guy. Yes, he is. He's everywhere, I tell you, everywhere. Why do I talk like that whenever I'm discussing Betty Jo? I don't know. I just do. I can't help it. And Betty Jo, everything's going good? Yep, I love the episode the other day with Rita Moreno. That was really terrific. Okay, who do I got in the house now? Did I get everybody? Has everybody been done? Huh? Huh? All right, let's see. I know. Why don't we go back? I don't know what to choose. You guys are so much fun. Okay, let's see. It's great. Everybody's doing great, staying warm. I hope you don't have any slides where you are, Betty Jo, going on. It's always good, always good. I want to have fun here, but I don't know what to play. I think we have to go with some Sose, huh? How about some Sose? Okay, I love this song by Sose, S-O-C-E. Check him out. It's a very up-moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am smaller than a piece of the dust. I am so fragile it should be illegal to touch. I can never grab a seat on the bus. I fall when it lurches and even when they leave it in clutch. But there's no reason to fuss because I got the freedom to be an individual human being, which is keeping me decently occupied with the choices that I make. You gotta stay on your toes and never be ungrateful to those who take on their own and shoulder responsibility. You got the power, choose your destiny, never fear to be the leader in control of the band. You need to grab a hold of the sand, keep them clapping, show your command. You can fall back, be three-dimensional, play your position in this processional. Always stay professional, life's got an ebb and flow, and you never know when it's your time, so remain prepared to go. Even though you might apart the nucleus, you got a lot of fuel. If you think this monologue is cool, tell a friend. I want to spread the message and I think it's relevant. An architect starts with a pencil and paper before he hires a committee to construct a skyscraper. The road that you travel is long and arduous, but you're not alone. You got a cadre of accomplices. Be a part of this everlasting community. You can change the world, stop acting confusedly. Plant one foot in front of the other. Many small steps turns you into a marathon runner. Gather your courage and face all adversity. You will be a great success. It certainly works for me. When you purposely turn the key, you unlock the universe. Let nothing hold you back. Choose to move and burst. Be the first, the greatest at whatever you do. So successful, you have to hire a separate crew to handle the ins and outs while you go about creating. Unleash your potency, make it devastating.
Even though you might like to see it back, when you check your love, I'm mad, 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 mad.
say we all. Anyway, thank you for joining us today. It's been a great fun. Remember, if you've got, you're probably nobody in New York, so go to MNN.org tonight at 7 p.m. and you can watch the Nancy Lombardo Show. Also, please pimp my CD, Color Me Crazy. They're buying songs in dribs and drabs, like one at a time, but for 99 cents, download something. Support the arts by supporting me. Nancy Lombardo Show tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, www.mnn.org, Lifestyles Channel, 7 p.m. Thank you all. Have a good day. Bye.